All right, we are plugged in for Wednesday night, the 19th of October, 2022. It is the Kraz Files podcast with Adam. Joining me for a chat tonight is author and researcher Dawn Lester. Dawn's on with me each month to go over all the latest, talk about her work, wonderful work, and all her many years of great research as we move forward, and we break this whole matrix system around, you know, we break it into pieces and break it down, and we learn a lot more. So it's been an incredible ride, Dawn, with you this year. We've learned so much, and we've done wonderful podcasts all up on my website, and Dawn shares them as well. And we'll, of course, mention Dawn and David's book. David Parker was on with me not long ago, Dawn, and David's going to be coming on with me a little bit more. So a wonderful guy and such a deep researcher as well. So I hope our listeners are enjoying all those podcasts. And it's great to have Dawn Lester here each month. Usually around towards the end of the month, we come on and have a chat about all Dawn's work. So that's fantastic. Dawn, everything's up on krazfiles.com. That's my website. Enjoy, folks. Lots going up indeed. These podcasts will go out to everybody, as I was saying to Dawn, within about 10 minutes or so after we finish each one. They go up pretty quickly, so grab them while they're hot, eh, Dawn? Because there's always plenty to cover. So thanks to my members on the website as well. You guys are great. We've made some pretty big changes recently and things, so it does cost, and you guys help me to keep everything up and rolling. And folks can support me over there on krazfiles.com and click on one of the members banners. It's a few bucks a month, cup of coffee, and there's a great members area as well. And when I'm not on with guests, I'm here doing the Night Watch podcast for my members, just breaking down all the latest as well as we move forward here. There's so much to cover. And contact me anytime through the website. It's a big site and plenty going up. Dawn, great to have you on here Wednesday night here in Sydney, Australia. I'm in Sydney, Australia, of course, and you are in the UK, and it is the same day. You're on Wednesday morning. Absolutely. Yeah. And wonderful guests on this podcast with me, you know, yourself and David, Jay Wilderness, John Hamer, you know, wonderful. I've had so many great guests on from the UK. It's really, really awesome. Tracy Northern doing all those wonderful shows with me here, breaking down everything. So it has been a wild ride this year, Dawn. Absolutely. And things are kind of intensifying as we move forward. And there's just always so much to cover and that we need to get out there. And every time that you're on, we, of course, what I want to continue doing is breaking down the whole virus scam, the whole con of it. I feel that in fragments it's happening, but it's not happening fast enough for me. And there's still a lot of psyops going on out there, and we'll discuss that tonight. There's some yes. important areas we need to cover. But we need to break that down and take this fear off the table. But interesting times, incredible times. How are you going? You've been doing some speaking events up there in Scotland, very busy yourself, and doing so many great talks with David. It's wonderful to see, but good to have you back on tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be back. And yes, we have recovered, I think, from our trip up to Scotland. That was quite a busy week. We had three talks in a row. Well, two in Scotland and then one in Newcastle, which was well attended as well. You know, I mean, great. It's really great to actually meet people and have conversations, although obviously with a packed room, we don't get a chance to speak to everyone individually, but it's still lovely to see people, and people are just so wonderful, so supportive, and you know, we get such a great reception. It's fantastic, but it's still good to carry on talking to people around the world through this wonderful technology that we have, that we can still use to talk to each other in all sorts of different places. So yes, hopefully all the restrictions will keep being lifted, and then maybe we can actually travel around and meet more people in various different parts of the world. But as you say, these are interesting times because there's a lot of a lot more fear mongering being put out there about well, all sorts of things. I mean, we can cover some of those, but it is really important for people to realise it's mostly fear mongering with almost nothing to support it, certainly no science to support it, which I think is something that we're going to cover as well, because there have been a few revelations lately that start helping people to see that they have been, to put it politely, they have been fooled, they have been lied to. So, yeah, whether you want to
hoodwinked
cover that in more depth, because that's quite important.
That's right, hoodwinked.
Yes, so, yes, that's the correct term, isn't it? Yes, hoodwinked.
It's a good term. It's an old school term, but it's a good one I like to use here and there. It is happening, isn't it? This kind of funny business going on. How are your speaking events been going? You finding more people interested?
It seems to vary as a sort of, you know, numbers, but I think you know, it's probably because we had three different venues in Scotland that you know, it was sort of more for local people. But I don't know. We're finding a lot more people interested, a lot more people are understanding what's going on. There are still a few people who are, you know, kind of not quite sure and still think there's something going on. But it's not surprising, you know, it's only been it took us many years of studying and researching to get, you know, comfortable. So we were obviously comfortable with the position that there's no such thing as a pathogenic virus, you know, many years ago. So it's something that we don't struggle with, but we understand that it's really challenging for people. And so they are, you know, struggling to kind of overturn what has been, you know, a lifetime belief. And that's all it is, a belief, because that's what they've been indoctrinated into, you know, the idea that you can have, air quotes, germs, pass them on to somebody else and make somebody else ill, which I think has really been the key message from all of this, that, you know, people can make someone else ill. You know, you can, you know, hurt granny, or, you know, your germs can kill granny and all of that. So, you know, that's been a big psyop. And I think that's starting to sort of come out more into the mainstream and to be shown that there never was any evidence for that. I don't know if you want to dive more into that, because that's really important for people to realise that that has been a key aspect of the propaganda, but it was never based on anything, any evidence. It's just part of the psyop to get people to do what they're told, to follow the measures, to follow what they were told was law and really was only guidance. Because most people, the vast majority of people, are decent, and if they're told that something they do could hurt somebody else, you know, they're going to think that, well, I don't want to do that. But again, it's all been a psyop to get people to think that way, rather than based on evidence that actually is something that would happen.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more, Dawn, as we move forward here, to explain, break it down a little bit for our listeners about the SARS-CoV-2 virus, for example. Let's get into this a little bit, and we'll talk about some of the latest news. But for new listeners, let's talk about why there can't be any virus that you can catch and transmit and spread to others. Let's start to break down this lie, because it is such important times that we do so. And there's some incredible news coming out that we could discuss on tonight's podcast, but break this down a little bit as well, as you do so well on all our shows, and people will say, shut up, Adam, shut up, Dawn, we know. But, you know, for new listeners who are jumping on board here, you know, it is a big, it's a big thing to take it off the table, isn't it? We've been so scared. You know, the media is just unbelievable. I'm scaring everybody into submission and getting these inoculations in their body, pushing these things. And there actually isn't anything there. There never has been. we've discussed, you know, so much. I mean, but we've talked about HIV and, you know, and polio and all this, but if we just sort of look at SARS-CoV-2, explain a little bit to our new listeners, Dawn, as well, that this has not been isolated and how important isolation is, and that it just happened. If this has not been isolated, then what are we looking at? How can we take any of this seriously, you know?
Right, okay. To try and keep it simple and to help people who may be coming to this for the first time, we are told that there is something called a virus that can be transmitted between people, and this virus is the cause of illness. So when people have symptoms, they have caught something from somebody else. They have caught a virus from somebody else, and that's what that is what has caused their symptoms. So the first kind of big shock is probably to say to people that has never been actually proven to be the case. There is no scientific evidence that anything that's been called a virus either has been proven to cause any kind of illness or can be transmitted between
and
people.
This is ever, Dawn. There's never been any evidence of that. Even they've even tried to prove transmission, haven't they? With sick people, like injecting the phlegm and stuff into animals and people, it's all been a massive failure. They have never, it's not just now, but they have never proven that transmission takes place, that you can make me sick by coughing on me or with anything, that you, Dawn, are sick and we work together and I come to work and you and I get sick the next day. Although this sometimes happens, but it happens to people, but it's for the completely other it's not for that.
Very different
reasons, and we've explained that on our podcast. But continue. Yeah, it's just that it has never ever been done, and it's still going on today. It just baffles me. I sit here in amazement that they're getting away with this.
Yes. First of all, the official definition of what's called a virus is a piece of genetic material in a protein coating. However, as you say, there is no particle that has ever been isolated and identified as having as being a piece of genetic material in a protein coating that exists in nature. So that might be quite difficult because, you know, the scientists all talk about viruses. So if something is identified as being something new in something new, you have to actually have the thing in order to know what its characteristics are. So you have to, in the true sense of the word isolation, the way everyone understands it, you have to isolate the thing. So a new organism, for example, you have to have it on its own so that you can then have a look at it and assess it, analyze it, and find out exactly what it is, what it's made of, and what it actually does. But you need it on its own in order to identify that thing to find out what it does in the absence of anything else around it that could be influencing it. Now, that is the true sense of isolation, and that has never been done. The word isolation, when used by virologists, is used in a completely different way. They use the word isolation to refer to experiments that they conduct, where they take material from a sick person, some kind of sample, whether it's from their throat or nose or something. They put it in a petri dish. They add, in the petri dish, they call it growing it, only that's the problem, because what are called viruses are have never been proven to be alive in the first place. So how can something that isn't alive grow? But so they say that they grow viruses in their cell culture, and the cell culture consists of what are called vero cells, which are monkey kidney cells. They also add fetal bovine serum as a kind of nutrient, but they also add things like antibiotics, antimycotics, and maybe one or two other chemicals, sometimes trypsin. And they put all this together and call that an isolation. Now, what happens when they put all these substances in a petri dish and then leave them for a few days? They discover that the cells die, and they attribute the death of the cells. Oh, look, you know, there was a virus. There was definitely a virus because, look, all these cells have broken down. And now we see these little circular pieces under the electron micrograph and say, oh, look, that's the virus. And the problem is that that's just an assumption, because in the first place, the material they're taking from a sick person, it's assumed that there's a virus in there in the first place. That's never identified before they produce this concoction in a petri dish. So they only ever work with assumptions. And when you read any of their study papers, you will find, if you read them very carefully, and especially through the methodology, you will find that they start with the assumption that the material taken from a sick person contains a virus. They don't experiment to discover if there's a virus or what the virus is. There is the starting point their starting point is an assumption, and they say, oh, you know, the virus. So this is one of the main problems with virology. They're starting with assumptions, and they actually disprove themselves because they don't conduct control experiments which would have material that doesn't come from a sick person, or not even have the material, and conduct the same experiment with all the materials except for the sample from a sick person, because if they did that, they'd discover exactly the same thing happens, which means that it's the procedure itself that produces those effects, that the cells die. I mean, it's called the cytopathic effect. So it's the effects on the cells. Cells die as a result of the experiment, not as a result of any air quotes virus that was in the sample in the first place. So again, this is, I know it's quite complex, but it's important to know that the particles that they call viruses have never been identified as something unique in nature that is seen completely separate from anything else, in the true sense of the word, isolation. You know, so you can isolate a person and then you can look at them and say, right, that's what this person is. But that has never been done with a virus. I know that sounds quite complicated, but hopefully that, it's difficult to sort of simplify, except to say there never has been any scientific experiment that has proven the existence of a pathogenic virus. That's the summary.
That's right. And as we said, this goes for all of them. Same thing happened with polio. Same thing happened with HIV. Same thing's going on with measles and mumps and chickenpox and all these viruses, folks. We're being spoon-fed lies. Yes. And I was just talking about this the other day, looking at things like, I was just reading an article out the other night, Dawn, on the Nightwatch podcast. It was from TOT News, and it was just breaking down the pesticides that the Australian government allow here. Many more than the UK allow, or America. Pesticides that are banned in most countries, the Australian government are allowing farmers and people to use in this country. Toxic, potentially deadly pesticides that they're spraying everywhere, that's going in our food and our topsoil, our ground, into our water, table water, and into our water supply, and our air, everything, into everything we're eating, into the fabric of life. And we know about looking at Jim West's work, and polio, DDT spraying, how polio, yeah, and I was just discussing how it is just incredible to me that you have, for example, you know, big industry using pesticides, spraying it all over our land, you know, and this, for example, making people ill or giving people, you know, sickness conditions and symptoms, and how, like, this is labeled in the great case of polio, a virus. Mm. And how, and this is going on all over the world. And I just bring up polio. It's an important one. They were spraying this pesticide. It's like Agent Orange everywhere. And we've discussed this many, many times, looking at the, you know, back in the day in the 50s and everything in the US, spraying it on people. There was television advertisements telling you that DDT was good for you. Mm. And, you know, spraying it everywhere, spraying it on all the kids and everything. They do this in India as well, and they use this stuff for mosquitoes and stuff, and this is just one thing. And then people get sick from these pesticides, and their body displays these terrible symptoms. And it's just interesting, incredible to me that these pharmaceutical companies can say that that is actually a virus, a viral outbreak that people are spreading. And this is incredible, because it covers both their asses. It covers the big industry and the pesticide companies and Monsanto and all this. It covers them from polluting our environment and our food and our water and everything, and poisoning people. And then it covers them, but then the pharmaceutical companies can come in and call whatever symptoms people are having, make up all these different viral names, and give it all these names, polio, whatever they want to say. And, oh, now we've got a vaccine for it, which is going to poison the population more. So it's just the ultimate form of mockery to me. It's so disgusting. They poison our food, our water, our air. They poison our planet. People get sick because of this. And then they lie about it, and then by saying that it's a virus. And then they sell these vaccines, which are more toxic, injections that people take because they think they got a virus, because then they're not well. And this has gone on for so long, and it's just intensified now. They don't even need to do that now. It's like all they need now is television sets to pump out this monumental, incredible, unbelievable scam, this casino scam, that there's this COVID, SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19 virus that came from bats or wherever it is in China, and it is spread all around the world. Look what they've done to people's lives. I just can't believe it. And this is being pumped out through the TV. You know, I was driving in the car today, Dawn, and on the national news in Australia, they're now telling us that last year, 2021, more Australians died of alcoholism than COVID-19. Now, of course, COVID-19 isn't real. I'm just talking like they do. But I'm just saying what they are saying on the radio now. They are telling us, after what they did to people, ruining people's lives, sicking the police on people like wild dogs, bringing the army onto our streets, ruining people's lives, ruining people's jobs and businesses, locking everybody down. We suffered through some of the longest lockdowns in the world, not to mention Victoria, under this dictator. Everything that they did to us, for example, here in Australia, to our lives, was all based on protecting you from catching a virus, which is SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19. And they wanted to protect us so much. And now they're telling you on the radio today that more people died of drinking alcohol last year than COVID-19. Well, if more people died of drinking alcohol last year than died of COVID-19, which isn't real, but I'm suspending the animation here, folks. I'm going into cartoon world. Then why didn't we have police and military on the streets to stop people drinking? Why didn't they do that? You know, this is the thing. I mean, they tell us that the biggest killer in Australia is heart disease now. Why didn't they bring in the military and shut down businesses and lock us down and do everything they did before based on that? No. So it's just unbelievable, the lie that's going on here. And you, Dawn, as a researcher, it is just phenomenal, isn't it? That, I mean, I can't believe that people are still buying this lie so much. I just feel that what we need to do is just keep doing these incremental drip feed podcasts and trying to get that message out there. And the way that you do it and David does it, and so many great researchers, you know, Amanda and so many that we have on and we talk to and your great shows and everyone you're speaking to, I just feel like we need to just get this out incrementally and get people sort of thinking, hey, hang on.
Let's just
stop this nonsense. Let's just stop this nonsense. Let's stop this madness. Let's just stop everything right now. And let's just calm down, stand here in my own shadow for 1 minute. Is there actually really a virus out there? And what is all this about? And I've said this before, I understand that when you take the virus off the table, the virus theory, you just take this whole virus stuff off the table and you finally understand that there isn't actually anything there and there never was and there are no variants and there's nothing being released into the atmosphere. There's no weaponized viruses. There's nothing there. Never was. It's all a psychological operation, and the media, which weaponizes propaganda. That's what the mainstream media do. They weaponize propaganda and they shoot that propaganda straight through people's minds like a hot arrow. This is what they do. The media, the mainstream media, all of them, they are all a propaganda arm of this massive giant octopus that controls this planet. That, as Johnny says, goes right up to the Vatican Freemasons, okay? So, you know, this is very interesting to me. And people are sitting down in front of the TVs. The media are scaring them to make them dawn believe that there's this boogeyman out there on Halloween night that's going to stalk you all down. It's going to infect you and you're going to get sick. Boy, what an incredible time we live in. How do we calmly make people understand this, Dawn? How can we get this out to more and more people? Do you think that I'm right there, just incrementally, just keep doing our podcasts and just keep calmly putting the information out like you guys do so well?
Well, there's loads to unpack in all of you.
Don't worry about me. I'm a bit crazy. That's okay. You just cover what you want.
No, that's fine. I've made some notes. I want to come back on a couple of points. No, it's fine. Well, I don't mean come back. I mean to expand on a few points there. But to your last question, yes, I think we are getting to more people. I think there may be some people who are so closed-minded they'll never get it, and it's not for us to kind of change their minds. But as you say, the more we keep putting out the information, the more it does spread into the kind of people who are at least able to see that there's something wrong with what they're being told. And certainly, like you say, you know, if more Australians are dying from alcohol than from so-called COVID-19, then hopefully a lot of people will say, hang on a minute, I thought we were in the midst of a pandemic. No, obviously that's not the case. But at least if people ask those questions, or at least say, hang on a minute, that doesn't make sense, then you know they're at least open. But there are some that are still closed-minded and will have to leave those. Just interestingly, illustrate the point that, you know, we are getting our message across. Noticed one of the reviews of our book earlier this year. I mean, I don't go reading them, but just it was pointed out that somebody who'd said that they read our book, I think, early in 2020 and, you know, didn't really go with what we were saying, but the more they've learned, the more they've discovered that in fact we weren't talking rubbish or we weren't insane or whatever it was. So and I believe that was actually a doctor. So we are even, you know, getting our message through to the people in the medical establishment. So that was quite a bit of
that's really good, isn't it?
Good feedback. Actually, no, I'm confusing. There were two reviews. There was something that was on one of our that's on an Odyssey channel, and there was also a book review that was, you know, quite expansive and again, really sort of supportive. So again, there's, you know, the message is getting out there. Like you, I feel it's incredibly slow, but we just have to say, well, things are working out at the right time. And as you know, I mean, the main point is that there is no again, air quotes, deadly virus out there that anyone can catch, pass on. There is absolutely no danger of making, granny ill if they've got a sniffle or a bit of a temperature or the so-called flu-like symptoms. They aren't going to pass anything on and harm anybody else in their family, because I mean that's really the main thing, to get people to think that they could be dangerous to someone else because of spreading these so-called germs. And that's why it's so important for people to understand that isn't the case, never been proven, absolutely, as you say, absolutely unproven from the very beginning. Of course, as soon as more people understand that there are no pathogenic viruses, then they'll have to say, well, what am I being vac being asked to be vaccinated for? And that's exactly the question we want people to be asking, because then at least they'll start looking into it and make their own informed decisions. I mean, it's not for us to say what people should or shouldn't do. We just feel it's imperative that people have all the information they need so that they can make truly informed decisions, not just running scared because the mainstream media, as you say, just weaponized information. They're getting their information from there, and following the measures and believing that that's what they ought to do, when it is beyond clear that there is no evidence for the ability of any vaccine to prevent any disease, because that's not how the body works. And there are no viruses that the body needs to protect itself against, or, well, pathogenic viruses. And that applies to bacteria as well. So again, this probably slightly more complex, because bacteria do exist. They do live in and on us. They're ubiquitous throughout the entire environment. But they have a very important role, but probably won't go into that one in any depth here. But going back to what you were starting to say at the beginning about pesticides, is to really emphasize the point that the whole purpose of pesticides is to kill something. Therefore, they are inherently toxic. So, it's not, oh, well, like you say, all these adverts of DDT is good for you. Well, it can't possibly be good for you because it is designed to kill something and something living. And we are living organisms. And so it's important for people to realize that toxins are substances that can harm us as well as the intended target. And in terms of pesticides, a lot of them are mosquitoes, and I suspect that's possibly why they've increased spraying of pesticides or whatever in Australia, on the excuse of eradicating all these so-called diseases that are claimed to be spread by mosquitoes. And again, our research, we've dug into a number of diseases, particularly malaria, that is claimed to be caused. This time it's not a virus, but a parasite that mosquitoes are claimed to transmit. And the evidence is sorely lacking, I have to say, in the same way as it is for, well, in a similar way to viruses, although they're not quite the same thing. So again, they're using toxic substances to kill something that has never been proven to be the cause of any kind of illness. Now, I know that's probably going to be quite challenging for people because we're moving out of so-called, COVID, like a kind of respiratory disease, into malaria. But again, it's all tied in, because that's the reason for using pesticides to kill the, insecticides in particular, obviously, to kill so-called disease-causing parasites that are transmitted by mosquitoes, and there are also various other so-called diseases that are claimed to be transmitted by various other insects, and some of those diseases are claimed to be transmitted claimed to be caused by viruses that are transmitted by these insects. So again, lots of insecticides out there to kill the insects that are claimed to be the reason for people being ill. What is extremely interesting is that a lot of these, and certainly mosquitoes, are claimed to be able to carry a whole range of different diseases, and yet mosquitoes never get ill. You know, it's quite interesting that some microscopic parasite can down a, you know, human being and not affect a mosquito, which is a minute little thing. And it also promotes the idea that, you know, nature is dangerous and we've got to be scared of nature, whereas nature is not, you know, red in tooth and claw. It isn't dangerous. But of course, it is part of the propaganda to get people out of nature. So again, it's the inversion of the truth, where people would be better off being in nature, surrounded by living organisms, you know, trees and plant life and, you know, the earth and sunshine and, you know, natural water and just everything, being outside. We're being trained to be scared of nature. So again, that's, like I say, the propaganda of making mainly insects, you know, the alleged transmitters of a whole host of so-called diseases that they then have to kill using the pesticides. Only, of course, as you say, they're toxic and cause people to become ill. And then they go, oh, well, it's a virus. And just, it's just so wrong on so many levels. Anyway, sorry, I know there was a lot. It's just I wanted to get back to the pesticide thing, because that really is quite important. And again, it's understanding it's not always a virus, but again, it's to kill something. And there's no basis for the underlying assumption, because it is an assumption. It's not been proven.
That's right. And so what are people scared of? And why are you taking experimental injections? Why are people taking experimental injections based on an absolute lie? And this is, you know, this is to do with the media scaring people, and that's what's happened. Yeah. And I know that some of the things will continue anyway, Dawn, obviously, in our shows. And bringing up something like pesticides, wow, I mean, you know, we could do hours upon hours on this. So I appreciate your what you've done there and tied everything up. Tied everything in. It's a super hard one. So it's a really deep one, isn't it? And of course, why people may be feeling ill and all of this. And we've discussed it so much, but looking at the viruses, the so-called SARS-CoV-2 virus, is very interesting to me. I keep looking into this. And one thing that a couple of points that I've looked at this week, which are very interesting to me, and I've sent you, is that we have this whole drama going on now in the EU, where you have Pfizer. This is basically a question that was asked by a Dutch MEP. His name is Rob Roos. And he asked the Pfizer executive up there whether the company had tested its vaccines on stopping the transmission of the virus before it rolled the vaccines out globally. Okay, and they said that they didn't. And this is the theme that we're getting now through the companies, pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer. And so this has made huge news, and everybody in alternative media sharing this, and it's interested. You know, I find this very interesting, and I've looked at it, and I watched the video and everything, and I sent it to you, and you've seen it. So basically, a Dutch MEP is up there, you know, and he's putting the big question to this Pfizer exec up there, and saying, you know, were you aware of this? Whether, you know, these injections, these drugs, or whatever, these mRNA experimental technology was actually tested and proved to stop transmission of the virus. Because, of course, everyone around the world, and especially here in Australia, people were told, and I watched it, I witnessed it, I saw it all last year, I recorded it, we've been discussing it nonstop. People were told everywhere that you have to get these injections because it is the only way. you absolutely have to get these injections. You have to get one, you have to get two, there's going to be more. It's the only way out of this. It will absolutely protect you from getting this infection. It's the only way out, and you can't work, and you can't travel, and you can't have a life unless you get these injections. And it's the only way, it's the only way, it's the only way. Then, as so many people got the injections, millions of people, and they got their numbers, obviously, I don't know, they started rolling it all back. Started lying on top of lying, and all these weird lies coming out, you know, basically saying that they don't really work and they don't stop transmission. And but hang on, you said that they did. So if I'm entering this kind of world and looking at what he is saying and this whole thing, Dawn, yeah, okay, you know, I understand that, because the authorities and the governments and the media and everyone basically told all of us to get the jabs because it was going to help you to remain safe, and that it would increase your chances of not getting the COVID-19 virus. So everyone rushed out and got it, and they wanted to work and travel and have their life. And now this is all being torn to pieces. So in one way, this is a really good thing, because the whole COVID lie and why everyone got the injections in the first place, they wouldn't have got them, Dawn, if this had come out 2 years ago or whenever these jabs came out. Because they tell us that these jabs are experimental, and the pharmaceuticals companies sort of kind of say, look, there's a virus from China, it spread really quickly, and we did the best we could, and we just manufactured these jabs, and here they are. No, I think that these jabs were done a long time ago, and the ideas and the technology behind and in them is all carefully orchestrated. And I think this is much deeper than any of us can even dream of. This is targeted stuff, and this has been in the pipeline for a long time. But they lie about that as well. But this whole thing is very interesting. It's like I look at it and I'm like, boy, there's so much coming out on this. So in one way, Dawn, yes, it's great. This is all falling to pieces and it's all being torn apart. And eventually the pharmaceutical companies, to cover their asses, are going to come out and say, sorry, you know, sorry you got them, but we did the best we could at the time. And we came up with these jabs. No, they don't stop any transmission, and they don't stop you from getting SARS-CoV-2. And they don't work, basically. But, you know, for everyone out there who got them and who are getting ill or whatever it is, sorry. But, you know, we're washing our hands with it because that's what they do. They're pharmaceutical corporations. That's what they do. They're going to wash their hands with it. And I think that day is coming where they just basically come out and say, admit, sorry, they don't do anything. This is really interesting to me on those two points. One, it's breaking down the whole COVID thing and, you know, and all of that. But two, there is no virus. So in this way, and the alternative media sharing all this, it still creates belief in a virus that isn't there. And that's what pisses me off. There is no virus. So why are we talking about a Pfizer vaccine stopping transmission of a virus that only exists in fantasy land? It doesn't, it's nothing there. So this is the thing. And a lot of alternative media platforms that I look in and I check in on and I read the articles, they're now saying as well, this is another side of the coin, Dawn, that they're saying that people who get the COVID-19 injections are getting COVID-19. So, but they're not. They're not getting COVID-19. If people are getting these experimental injections, they're being poisoned. And their bodies are reacting, and you're becoming sick. Whether it's heart inflammation or a million and one other things, you were poisoned by the injection that you got. The injection is not giving people COVID-19, and this is what they're telling us in the UK, as more people seem to go in the hospitals they're telling us the infection levels are going up. This is the thing that's being spun in all through the alternative media network as well. They're saying that people who are getting injected are getting sick more than people who didn't, like us, who are unvaccinated. They're getting COVID-19. So the injections are giving you COVID-19. The injections can't give you COVID-19 because COVID-19 doesn't exist. You are being made sick. by the jabs that you got. This is what we say. If you want to believe in a pandemic, then think of it like this. The injections trigger the real pandemic. The media convinced you to believe in something that isn't there. So the media scared you into believing in a lie, in a boogeyman, that there was this virus out there to get you. And you were worried about it. And also, you know, you didn't want to lose all your freedoms and everything. And you went down, you got a prick in the arm. Then whatever time frame after that, whether it's that night or it's weeks or months or years later that you become ill, and this could be for any number of reasons. I'm not just looking at the jab here. I'm just saying, if you do become ill, then, you know, I mean, this is kind of this is what we would be, if you want to say, oh, a pandemic, that's what it is to me. You know, you thought that there was a pandemic. It was all done through the media. It was all trickery. You got a jab in your arm and now you're not well. And that is the real pandemic. That's when the hospitals will fill up. That's when people will get sick. That's when people will have heart attacks and all kinds of things and die all around you. But it doesn't have anything to do with a virus. It is the injections that you took in the arm. And so it's just amazing to me how they spin all this. And now the mainstream media and the mainstream media here in Australia are in overdrive. They're in a tailspin over this. And they're claiming that all of this is a lie as well. They're saying that they're claiming, the vaccine companies are claiming that the vaccines, you know, they don't stop the transmission and everything. They're saying that it does now. And they're saying that this is a massive lie being orchestrated and everyone's talking about it and it's wrong. It just seems like a massive psychological operation to me, Dawn, to be honest. It's unbelievable. So this guy in Europe, he's come out and now he's, you know, his image and his videos that you've seen have gone all around the world. And I've been watching this all week and I'm just like trying to break it down in my head. Because yes, he's right. They're trying to push the vaccine COVID passports. They're trying to lock people down. They want you to wear a mask. They want you to social distance. They want you to do all these million and one things based on a lie. And the lie is that there is a virus that you and I could get and spread to our family and friends, right? And that you have to get the COVID-19 injection to stop that, so that you can be protected. And now what this guy's done is blow all that to pieces. But we're still stuck in this merry-go-round, this vicious circle that there's actually a virus and there isn't. And it frustrates the hell out of me. We just can't get there, Dawn. We can't get there, can we? But this has been a really crazy week with all of this that I've been watching. I don't even know how to explain it and get it all out there. It's really incredible. But unfortunately, as you know, even in alternative media, there's a weaponized virus that's airborne and it came from China. And and also this guy over there in Europe, he's saying that you know, injection from Pfizer, it doesn't stop, it doesn't do anything for the transmission. So you might as well as not be vaccinated, right? So all these millions of people are saying, why did I get the vaccine then if it doesn't stop transmission? What did I do? And I think this is going to make people really angry because millions of people didn't want it. They were coerced and bullied, intimidated and threatened with their jobs and everything into getting it, but they were bitter about it and they went and they got it and they're upset about it and they're like, I didn't want to get that thing. But I got it, okay? I went and I got it, I got my two, and then they're telling you to get three and four. Now this scandalous thing that's going on in Europe with the Pfizer CEOs, they're saying that the vaccine doesn't stop the transmission and now half the planet's going, why did I get it then? But it's all still based around a lie, Dawn. This is what I'm trying to get out there, and you can do it much better than me. Let us know what your thoughts on this.
Well,
I know it's a lot. I know, but
yes, it's not a question of doing it better. We just have different ways of putting the message out, and we're talking to as many people as possible, and just trying to share. I mean, I absolutely agree with you that the so-called alternative media are putting out a lot of mixed messages. I mean, it is great. Yes, I watched that video of Rob Bruce, and it's great that he managed to get the admission that they hadn't tested the so-called vaccine to that it was able to stop the transmission of the virus. I mean, yes, that does
that's a good step.
I mean, it just perpetuates the idea that there is a virus. However, it is a good idea because it then, as you say, gets people to say, hang on a minute, why did I have I took the vaccine because I was told that would stop the transmission and then I won't make somebody else ill.
And
the good part about that is that I'd like to think a very large proportion of people who have heard that and have had one or maybe more of the vaccines will say, well, there's no reason to have any more, and will actually say, no, thank you. Next time they're invited, because it is only an invitation, next time they're invited to take a booster, they'll say, no, thank you very much. So that, of course, is a step in the right direction. And of course, I mean, yes, I can understand that they will then be angry that they were coerced into taking the ones that they did take, you know, like whether it's 1, 2, 3, whatever. I'd like to think that a number of them would also start to look into the information, will come across the work, our work, your work, people like us who are putting out, well, there is actually no virus. They're more likely to be open to that, even though maybe a little incredulous at first, but they're more likely to be open to that, having come out of that conditioning of, well, you know, stops the transmission. But I think one of the points, and I can't remember if it was Fauci that was putting out that the point of the vaccine was that it would reduce the symptoms. Although even many people have shown that, you know, even Fauci has kind of, you know, done U-turns on things he said, you know, 1 week and, you know, a few weeks later said the complete opposite. So even that people should. More and more people should be saying, hang on a minute, you said the complete opposite a little while ago. You know, I mean, if we're following the science, in inverted commas, then how can you do a complete 180 degree turnaround? And, you know, that has also been something else that's helped people kind of start saying, sorry, this doesn't make sense. And I think the more and more ridiculous that this all gets, and more of these admissions that come out of what they did do and what they didn't do, and, you know, all these, was it 9 pages of so-called side effects, the more of this that comes out, the more people will just say no, and realise they've been tricked. Of course, this so-called virus nonsense story, lie, is only the first step in some of the other ideas that they're looking to implement. I suspect the next one may well be the a climate change hoax, because, you know, we might have to lock down to save our carbon, you know, reduce our carbon footprint. That's another huge lie, but obviously not for today. It is for people to start realizing that they are not getting the truth through the mainstream media. And that is, again, you know, a big step for people, because they're used to listening to the media and getting the news, thinking that it's, you know, factual information. And, you know, people have to realize that is not the case. Obviously, as you say, you know, there's sort of a whole mixture of different ideas in the alternative media, and that can be very confusing, and it is very difficult, or becoming more difficult, to find information, because we know of the censorship through, you know, search engines and how limiting they are. So it's, you know, it is getting more difficult to get the information out to people, But that doesn't mean to say that we stop trying. Obviously, we'll keep putting the information out and the right people will find it at the right time. But as you say, you know, what with all these, you know, lab-created bioweapons, and of course there's a new story about some new lab created something or other that's even worse than the original Omicron or something, you know, it's more dangerous, you know, and it's in the lab. It's just more scientists playing in their laboratories. I mean, I know people think that's quite disrespectful, but whatever concoctions that they're creating in their laboratories have nothing to do with the the functions of a living human body. And you know, as you've mentioned, you know, the symptoms that we have that are given the label flu or colds are the body's efforts to, you know, clear the system of toxins. So, you know, if you breathe in something that's toxic, you're very likely to sneeze or cough or, you know, depending on how much you breathed in and how much it affects you, you know, kind of might have a slight raised temperature or something and you think, oh, I've got flu. No, that's your body getting rid of something that you've inhaled. And so you'll have the kind of respiratory symptoms that are because you've inhaled it. So that respiratory system will then try and exhale it, you know. So again, people, you know, may have sort of sneezes and think, oh, they've got something coming, but it's not. It's the body sneezing out something that it's breathed in, that is an irritant to it. So it's, you know, the body's doing exactly what it should do, reacting, whereas the medical system says, oh no, you need to take something to stop that sneezing. And that's the complete opposite of what we should be doing, which is recognizing the sneezing as a way of the body clearing something. So yeah, I mean, that's such a again, a complete inversion of what we've been told about these symptoms, but it's absolutely known and has been known. And it is, if you think about it, you know, the human body has been functioning perfectly well without Big Pharma for, I mean, depending on how you look at history, sort of at least thousands of years. So, you know, we've managed without them. And in fact, you know, to think that Big Pharma is something that's health promoting, you have to say, well, why are more people more ill now with this so-called modern medicine in place? And yet, you know, they're supposed to be, you know, the healthcare system, you know, there's definitely something wrong there. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just discussing the other night in Queensland in Australia, they're bringing in more draconian restrictions for the doctors. So basically they can't have any kind of personal relationships with their patients, and there will be no informed consent if any doctors under these new APRA regulations found out to be pushing informed consent or saying anything about these mRNA jabs or and all of this, they can lose their licenses and all of this. So it's getting more stricter as the system becomes more desperate.
I hope they get together and
they are. They've done a video and stuff. And
I was going to say, react to that and, you know, push back. That's what I was trying to say, you know, because that's unacceptable.
Well, what they're doing, Dawn, is they're weeding out those doctors in the industry that have a conscience and have a soul and also have a closer relationship with their patients. Maybe they sort of might recommend sort of natural therapies and all of this. And we know with in Australia with the government and stuff and insurance companies, you know, we used to be able to get cover, you know, like insurance and cover for, you know, like medical related stuff, how you can get your cover for that, and they're not covering alternative therapies anymore. And so this has even come out about even things like chiro or physio massage and stuff. It's absolutely insane. And also they're targeting the supplement industry, you know, vitamin and, you know, these kinds of industries as well. So basically, you know, it looks like an attack on, yeah, any doctors that have personal relationships with their patients. And they want to know if they're practicing informed consent. And if they're saying anything that the system doesn't like, they want them gone. And what they'll do is they'll replace them with, you know, migrants that they bring into the country who are just happy to be here, you know. So they'll bring in overseas doctors, you know, who are just happy to be in Australia and don't think like that. It's really disgusting what's going on. So there is a campaign where doctors are speaking out because they want this stopped. It really is a disgusting and filthy attack that we're seeing in this country on so many levels. It's unbelievable what's going on. They're really going for the throat, you know. We were talking the other night about Western Australia, Mark McGowan, dictatorship. This is the premier in Western Australia. He's like a sociopathic, one of those sociopathic serial killers, you know. This guy, I don't like him at all. And I've covered him so much on my podcasts. I've talked about this creep because that's what he is. And unfortunately, people got sucked into his smooth dealings and they're really stuck with the devil in their own beds now. And this guy, he wants to bring in permanent state of emergency powers, you know, like basically what we suffered through the last couple of years, state of emergency kind of quarantine type powers. He wants to bring in them permanently, but hand those powers to police now. And police will have the authority to break into your house or car, for example, without any warrant. So this is really scary dealings in this country, where these people are taking it now. This is giving the police, who you don't want to do that, the ultimate power to basically come into your home in the middle of the night and break down your door, break through a window without any warrant or anything. And this is to do with if they believe that you're sick, maybe a neighbor heard you coughing and called the police. And they can come into your house. This is the most unbelievable draconian. I can't even believe that this stuff is even being tabled in this country. And I covered it on my last shows. When I heard this, I thought it was just fear mongering and a joke. I've actually confirmed it. This is what he's doing in Western Australia. It really is sick, and it shows you this whole thing has not gone away. It's not gone away, and they're still scaring people. They're still scaring people, they are. They're still keeping that alive in the media and everywhere that you look. As people, and we're talking about this before we plug out tonight, Dawn, we can get your opinion on this. We're talking about this on previous podcasts that this is a really awkward situation for people because on the one side, people think that they're going back to their lives and that the virus is going away and I can go back and have my holidays and planning holidays to Bali and all of this and I can go back to work and the restrictions are fading away and I can, you know, my life is coming back to me now. The government protected us, the virus is dissipating and, you know, our lives are back, I got my injections, you know, I feel good about this and everything. And so they're taking away all the restrictions and it's all going out like this dark tide and it's all drifting away. But in the same way, they're still scaring you through the media and it's still bubbling up there. They're still doing this, what I was talking about in WA. They're still telling you on the media there's all these cases and that you still should get your boosters and the virus is still there. Don't be relaxed. It could get you at any time, Dawn. Don't think that the virus has gone away, Dawn, because you could walk out your door, you know, today and he's got you. Boom. You know, you could go to sleep tonight and it's there. You know, you could come out of the shower and walk out the door. It's got you. You know, the virus is always there. This is what the media are doing, you know. It's behind you. You know, it's everywhere around you. Don't think that it's gone away because it can get you at any moment. It's there. And so this is a crazy situation, because you've got people who have got this foot in the pool and they're thinking, my life's back, everything's back to normal, I'm okay, the virus has gone away, I can have my life back. And they've got the other foot in this pool, which is telling you it's still there and it's going to get you. This is psychological warfare on the public, because people are in no man's land. They're scared that the virus could still get them, so they're still taking care, and maybe I'll have my mask in my pocket just in case, and maybe I still will do these things, but, you know, I want my life back, so I'm going to go this direction. Unbelievable, isn't it? What they're doing, they're really messing with people's minds, and they're doing it in the UK now. They're like, oh, we're going to bring back the mask rules because so many people are getting sick again. They're doing it in Germany. We're going to bring it back again. We're going to force you to wear the mask. Hang on. No, we're not. Yes, we are. No, we're not. Yes, we are. This is absolute psychological torture. So the public think that everything's normal, but really, in their minds, it's just not. People are in no man's land. They don't know where they're going. It's really unbelievable for me to sit here like a fly on the wall and watch all this. I think it's just absolute torture. But people are pretending that everything's okay, but they deep down psychologically or subliminally, they know it's not, because they're being spoon-fed with all this propaganda. So it's really terrible, to be honest, to see that. Because unless you're consciously aware of what's going on, like we are, and our listeners, and you say, enough's enough, bull, cut through all the bullshit, then you know what's going on, and you know that what they're doing is rubbish, and you can take control of your life. And when you take control of your life, it's like taking a whole city off your shoulders. It's a wonderful feeling. But for most people, they're living a lie, Dawn. They think that they've got their lives back, but they really haven't. And this is like it's like they're in limbo to me. It's like in a permanent drowning state.
It's a psychological operation, as you've said. So it's to trick people into thinking things have eased, and then to then trick them going back into fear. So it they can't have that sense of calm and peace and be able to move forward with their lives and continue, because there's always this fear in the back of their minds, and then suddenly they'll look at the media and see some other new scare story, so they're back in the fear, so that they're not allowed to feel comfortable and safe and just say, oh well, that's all over, let's just get on with our lives, you know. And that is a psychological operation. I mean you mentioned sort of in the UK, but right at the very beginning they put out, the Behavioural Insights team put out a document that was, you know, it's called Options for Increasing Adherence to Social Distancing Measures. I mean, that was just social distancing, but I mean, obviously it applies to everything. But the, you know, they've got various sort of headings under, you know, certain information under different headings. One of them is called persuasion. Under perceived threat, it says a substantial number of people still do not feel sufficiently personally threatened. So then the sort of highlighted phrase is, the perceived level of personal threat needs to be increased among those who are complacent, using hard-hitting emotional messaging. So in other words, we aren't allowed to feel, complacent. I mean, we aren't complacent. We are in a place of understanding. But for those who still feel there is a possibility of a so-called air quotes virus out there, they could be feeling complacent because things are being relaxed, but of course this is psyop that they're being placed under is not allowing them to feel that sort of complacency. But it's interesting that the phrase is using hard-hitting emotional messaging. And yet we're told to follow the science. And I'm afraid that, you know, anyone who knows anything about science, that has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with emotional messaging. Science is supposed to be about information and knowledge and understanding the world.
The CEO of the Pfizer lady said, we're working at the speed of science.
Oh yes. Well, yes. According to a science a friend of mine who spent 20 years in science, I interviewed him a while ago, Mike Donio. He says, and I'm paraphrasing here, but if when science is done properly, science will often be at a slow pace. The idea of speed of science is supposed to imply that it's something really fast. And it's not, as you said, if it's done properly, it could well be, it could well take some time. As I say, I'm paraphrasing, but it'll take however long it takes to discover the answers to the questions that scientists are posing. I mean, so yes, it's got nothing to do with emotion, emotional messaging. I mean, and yet, as you say, this is all part of the psyop. But the more I feel, and I'm quite convinced that the more ridiculous and confusing and conflicting the messages that are going out, the more people are likely to say, this is just nonsense. It's like, well, they keep changing their mind, so what's the science? And oh, I'm just going to get on with my life. And that's exactly what they should do. And I think, as you've said, turn off the television for goodness sake, and have a look out your window and see, what's really happening in the world. Go out and talk to people, hug your granny, do just carry on living, and then you'll soon find that there's actually nothing to be afraid of, which is really what this psyop is about, to keep people in fear so they don't take responsibility for their lives. And that's why, people should be looking at doing the opposite, because if a psyop is telling you to do something, but again, you have to be careful, just because certain parts of the message are the inverse of what is true, you have to be careful not to take everything that is said as being the opposite, because we know that, again, as part of the psyop, they may include certain pieces of information that are actually correct. So, people need to be discerning and stay on their guard and not just blindly believe what they're told or blindly disbelieve what they're told. They need to just say, oh, well, that's interesting. I'll go and have a look at it for myself. These are interesting times, but it does require people to really think for themselves.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely well said, Dawn. 100%. I agree with that. And it's a game of fear. And it's all about fear, folks. We keep coming back to it. And in this fear state, we are being fed on. And we're being kept dumbed down and weak. And basically in a slave state, in a constant treading water state. It's exhausting. And COVID-19, this whole thing is just an operation of fear. We want more people to see that there's nothing out there to get you. There's nothing going to get you out there. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. It's all through the TV. Awareness is the key. Awareness is the key. Once you are aware of what they are trying to do, you will see it for what it is, and it will just fall apart in front of your eyes. And it's laughable, the whole thing. And we talk about this as well. The system is so desperate at this point in time, they're just going over the same old ground. The same old ground over and over and over again. And it's so ridiculous. We just want more people to start thinking for themselves and see this for what it really is. There is nothing there. Nature's not out to get you. You're not going to catch or spread anything. And we're going to do a lot more podcasts on this. And of course, we want you to follow Dawn and David's great work. You guys are doing fantastic work, Dawn, indeed. Some of the great people that you're connected with as well and speaking to is absolutely wonderful, so many great folks out there. Before we wrap up tonight, let us know about your websites and how folks can contact you. But I'll put all the links up anyway. And your great book, What Really Makes You Ill, is up on the Crasfiles website as well, in the book slider. There's a book slider there on the sidebar. If people have a look, thank and you can click on that. Yeah, and that's our way here.
Thank you.
To promote our books and Authors Dawn. I was just saying to folks the other night, I've had so many authors on this podcast as well, not just you, so many, Johnny and John Hamer and so many folks who are writing these books, and so we want to promote that and want people buying these books and sharing them and everything. It's such important times to get information out, so let us know the best way for people to contact you guys and get involved, Dawn, and I know and get involved on your website, but as I said, I'll put all links up anyway.
Thank you. Yes, the website is whatreallymakesyouill.com.
There's a lot on there, Dawn, isn't there? So much people can see.
Including a place where people can subscribe to a newsletter. I mean, it's pretty infrequent at the moment, but we'd like to... We send out a newsletter every now and then. So again, if you subscribe, you'll join the list, and then you'll receive information about things that are going on. As I say, we've not been that busy on there, but that's because we've been visiting different places around the country, and it's that takes time to organise. There's also the audio version of the book that you can only get through our website. The physical book, the paperback, is available through, dare I say, Amazon. It can be available through other booksellers depending on where people live. So again, some countries it's more easily accessible than others. So again, you know, need to sort of search for that. But as you say, lots of information now. A number of our video interviews, blog articles, and obviously contact us. You know, there's a contact form on there if you want to write to us. So, yes, it's all there, whatreallymakesyouill.com.
That's right, Dawn. Great chatting with you. And
thank you. Yeah.
Tonight, of course, as always, and I guess what we want people to do is just be more in control of their own lives.
You know? Yes.
And be in charge of your life. It's your life. You are you. Yeah. And... all the answers are there, and we just got to break down these layers and layers of propaganda and fear-mongering, and we will break this to pieces as we move forward. And we're heading towards the end of the year, Dawn. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it incredible? I can't believe that it's nearly November. I was saying that today to my wife. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it's November. It's just what a dream, what a year. It's just been so incredible, and God bless all those all our listeners out there who have held on, and it's all about researching and studying. We're here to learn, and there's just so much more to take in as we move forward here, and there's just so much happening. And every day that things happen, Dawn, it's just so great to plug in with you, for example, every month, and just break it all down and talk about everything that's happening. And I always feel like we're staying around that common theme about that there is no virus. We just really want to drill this into people's minds, because that's going to make them feel so much better. And it's not scary. It's not. I know you kind of take that off the table and you think, oh my God, what are they doing, men? This is all for nothing. I got vaccinated for nothing. They locked us down for nothing. This is all just a power grab. Yes, it is. And we need to get people on board, and we need to stop this together.
Yes.
It's all about transhumanism, and that's where they're going. And the next part of this PSYOP is, as Dawn said, it's the climate stuff, and it's the technology. It's all coming into play now. We can see it. We can see the scam for what it is, and we need to band together. We need everybody on board as quickly as possible, because we need to stop this. And we, if anything, we need to get some time so we can, we can push this all of this back, and we can force it off for a while. Then that will give us more time to regather and get more people on board. But every day people are coming in, and I think we're in a really good spot, Dawn. to be honest. You know, years ago, people just didn't want to talk about this stuff that we are now. Now, everybody, like, not everybody, of course, but a lot of people are on board. We've got such wonderful people, you know, in on this. So, really interesting times. Wonderful time to be alive.
Yes. You know?
It really is. Strangely, it is. But we're here for a reason. Yes. We're definitely here for a reason. I'm talking to you, and people are listening right now for they're going to be listening to this podcast for a reason. You know, and I'm coming into contact with all these great folks for a reason, and you're doing your, you know, all your stuff for a reason. So it's there's the, you know, and I'm just taking it all on, you know, I'm just taking it all in and learning more and more each day. So it's really wonderful to be here, and I'm glad we're able to talk like this and do real independent media. It's absolutely wonderful, and you can share this on your networks. If you want to contact Dawn, you can do that through the website I'm Gathering Dawn, but you are on some social media outlets, but it's best to do it through the website. And also David, you can contact those guys through the website. Yes,
we have a Telegram group. Yes,
you do. It's going fantastic. It's going fantastic, and I'm on there as well. And you post everything in there. And hi to our Telegram viewers over there. You guys are awesome, posting so much wonderful stuff. And keep it coming. You know, keep the links coming. We need to keep breaking everything down, getting the information out there. It's an information war. The more that we get out, the more people wake up. They wake up, and this is what the system just can't stand. It can't stand that we're sharing all this information, and it's just intensifying. And people are waking up to this, and they're seeing this system for what it really is. And so it is incredible times, Dawn. It really is. Boy, and as I said, we're going in November, and we're about to enter 2023. Man, buckle up. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a crazy ride. And we're just sitting down here and doing this. I don't actually know what's going to happen. But I'm going to continue this, and Dawn's going to continue, and we're just going to continue forward. We're not looking back. We're not going back. We're moving forward, and we're going to be here for as long as we possibly can. And we will plug out tonight, Dawn. Wonderful chatting with you and connecting as always, and our conversations always go to so many wonderful places, and we'll continue unbelievably around near the end of November. Are you done with the speaking events this year, or you got some more coming up where you're going to be traveling, or is that pretty much it?
That's probably pretty much it Yeah, because we're heading towards a kind of festive season, and obviously there's all sorts of people have other arrangements.
No, that's okay. You've done awesome. Can people access any of that? Did you film any of it, or is there any way for people to watch, or you have to actually go? Because I think we mentioned this on the last time. You kind of wanted people to be there, so some people might say, "How do I watch your?" Is there any way to access those great speaking events you did up there in Scotland? You have to be there, folks. No. Sorry.
No, I mean that they were
done in the moment.
Just in the moment they weren't filmed. They weren't intended to be filmed either. Again, if just, you know, we do some in person and some, you know, a lot of internet interviews. It's I mean, whether that'll change next year if we do different talks and things, I don't know. The talks were not filmed. Sorry.
Well, as we said, Dawn, you know, like next year, I mean, as people, you know, they want to, they want more of this. It's going to become more, it's going to become more intense, and we don't know where this is going to go. So, you know, we're still in our early stages, and there is a mass awakening happening on planet Earth and people awakening up. It's an energetic thing as well. We're talking to David about this, you know, it's a spiritual thing as well. It's not just a physical thing. No. When we wake up, you know, It's much bigger. It's much more important, much bigger than we can think. It's a vibrational thing as well. And whatever the hell's feeding on us, we want it gone. We want it gone. And I feel like there is just so many people out there who are just so hungry and thirsty for information, and they're taking this on board. And that's why I feel like our podcast, things like this that we do, are more important than ever. So I'll say hi to all our listeners out there, and contact us anytime. You can contact me on the website, crasfiles.com, anytime. And if you want to ask anything about any of my guests that I have on, I can certainly point you in that direction and help you out. So wonderful chatting with you tonight, Dawn. We'll catch up again on the next one. Take care.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you, Adam.